Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of For the Moms.
We are your hosts. I'm Jessie.
And I'm Ashley. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking about Love is Blind Season 6. This is our trash TV episode. Mm-hmm. The one where we don't talk about mom things and talk about a TV show that we like to binge watch.
I love Love is Blind so much, but the reunions are really starting to tick me off.
I was going to say I didn't mind this reunion, but there were some things that they left out.
I just feel let down because all the juicy stuff is left out.
It was left out this time. So Love is Blind is the TV show that Jessie and I watch together every season. Did you get me on it or did I get you on it?
I did.
I think you got me on it.
I did.
This season I thought was really, really, really good, and apparently so did all of America because it's like the most streamed season out of all of them combined.
I hope that you guys have watched season 6. And if you haven't, then pause this episode right now and go watch season 6. It's going to take you a little bit of time. And then come back and listen because we're gonna give it all away if you haven't watched it yet.
Or if you don't watch this kind of television anyway, just we'll be back with regular mom stuff next week.
Just give it a shot. Please.
See, me and Jessie need some type of outlet to get away from all the mom things that we do, and Love is Blind is our outlet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the cast for season 6 were...
These were the couples, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, these were the ones that ended up together. AD and Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Amy and Johnny.
Precious.
They were precious, mm-hmm. but I was so bored with their relationship.
It's very cookie cutter, but cute.
Side note, we're in a Love is Blind Facebook group, and there were several people that said the same thing. Someone had posted like a picture of the TV of them on the screen, and they were like, does anybody else skip through their parts? And I was like, me, I do. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time it shows the parent part, like when they're meeting each other's parents, that's a cringe. I skip through it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the other couple is Laura and Jeremy.
Jeremy. Do you know why I like this season so much?
Why?
They're in Charlotte.
They're very close.
They're very close to us. We are a jump, hop, and a skip away from Charlotte. And fun fact, our like top city for our podcast listeners is Charlotte.
It's Charlotte, yeah.
So Charlotte, we love you.
I left out a couple.
Oh, who?
Brittany and Kenneth.
Duh. Brittany's my fave.
Yes.
Okay, so who do you want to talk about first?
Mm.
What do you want to give your opinion on first?
Let's start with Kenneth and Brittany.
Okay, so Brittany is my favorite of the season. She was a class act.
She was great.
She was wonderful the whole way through, in my opinion. A Southern belle.
I think that's why we liked her so much.
I just resonate with her personality. I know. Just kidding, guys. She's way sweeter than I am.
She was great. And Kenneth was good, too. Okay, so in the beginning of the show, when they showed Kenneth in the pods, I thought that he was like 4 foot tall.
I was going to say the same thing. I thought he was so short and he's a giant.
Yes.
That is so funny that you brought that up because I made a mental note in my head to talk about that.
Yes, he looked so short.
It is so funny because, you know, I'm into tall men. And, you know, Brittany is a tall, pretty girl. And when I was thinking he was a short guy and she was so into him, they were so in love. I was like, oh, my God, when she sees him and she's taller than him, it's going to be a disaster.
I know. I thought she was going to tower over him.
Me too. That is so funny.
And then when he came out, I was like, oh my gosh, he's huge.
He's a linebacker.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing, I really liked when he wore his hair up.
Uh-huh.
But when he looked like two different people when he had his hair down versus when he had his hair up.
Mm-hmm. Was it braided?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know when he wore it down, like in a middle part?
Uh-huh.
You know how some people, like some people look better with their hair up versus down?
Uh-huh.
He looked better with it like half up, half down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he wore it down, I mean, it irritated me so bad.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I paid that much attention to his hair, honestly.
I thought she was on point.
But she was on point. And you know, one of my favorite things of the entire season six was her at the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asked the question. So her and Kenneth did not work out. And they did not have a sexual relationship the entire time. Supposedly, that's what they've said.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions that was asked to her was a fan question. And they said, they asked if she would have had sex with him. Did she think that that would like build their connection was the gist of the question. Her response was something along the lines of, I did not have to test that for myself to know that there would not be like a deeper connection there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was hope when she said that, in my head, I was thinking, I hope all the high school girls watching hear her and really understand what she's saying there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please take advice from her that you do not have to test drive a man and sell yourself to a man that you are not in love with.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Yeah, I thought she was great. I thought that it was weird that they are so close and call each other and FaceTime each other every day.
There's a rumor going around.
What is the rumor?
That he is G-A-Y.
Oh, no.
I've heard it on our thing that we're on the Facebook group that we're in.
Well,
I don't now. That's all rumors. So I'm not here to spread it. I don't know. I don't feel like he would go on a show looking for a marriage if he, you know, played for the same team that he's on. You know what y'all know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? But they're best friends now, quote unquote. So
fishy.
It is a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little weird.
I don't really have much else to say about them. I really liked Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
She was awesome.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
I think she was the star class act of the whole season.
Mm-hmm. I think she was my favorite.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. She was mine.
Okay.
Who's like the next least dramatic couple?
Least dramatic? Amy and Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about them. I don't have much to say because I skipped through a bunch of their scenes, to be honest.
I think Amy is absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning. She was on she did an interview with Jennifer Hudson recently, and wow, she looked amazing. She looked so pretty. I think he's cute and goofy. I think they make a really cute couple. I think they'll probably last, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
considering the couples that have lasted in previous seasons. The thing that bothered me and probably bothered everybody else is the birth control issue.
I thought you were going to say the eyeliner.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
The birth control issue did. I didn't understand the big deal.
Hold on, go on the eyeliner for a second. Share your thoughts.
What I was going to say earlier was once she got the eyeliner under control, she was a hit.
Yeah, she does a very, or in the show, she did a very long, sharp, winged eyeliner.
Like to her temples. I mean,
it did take away from her a bit.
But when I saw her at the altar and she had her makeup done, I mean, it just goes to show like how different it can make you look.
Uh-huh.
The eyeliner made her look so different. She's beautiful either way.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
But the eyeliner I just couldn't stop staring at it.
I know. It's long.
And then when...
It's like a racetrack.
Yes. I mean, it wrapped. all the way around.
It's pretty dramatic.
But when she was at the altar and she had her makeup done, oh my gosh.
I know.
She's and beautiful. The
reunion and all these interviews that I've seen her doing after the show, the eyeliner is non-existent.
Oh, the reunion, it was on point.
Yeah, she looked beautiful. Yeah. But then there was this whole birth control issue. So throughout the season, after he proposed and then they went on their honeymoon, the birth control issue came up because she was not on birth control. And I guess he was absolutely terrified of having children. And I just think it came from a place of him just being completely uneducated about what birth control actually does to a woman and her body. Mm-hmm. I think that was just a naive thing for him. He just said things without thinking or doing his research. And she knew that that wasn't something that she wanted to do. I personally, and same, I don't ever want to be on birth control again. They said at the reunion that they figured it out. So, I mean, they're married, so they have to be bumping and grinding.
I mean, maybe he never knew about condoms. I was very confused. And I'm glad that she stood her ground on the birth control.
Oh my gosh, yes. That's another thing. Like, I hope teenagers that watch the show took something from what Brittany said and took something from what Amy stood her ground on when it comes to the birth control. Because there are ways to preventing pregnancy without hormonal birth control.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that they have a great relationship from mm-hmm. what we can see on television.
Yeah.
And I think they're both super cute together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad that she stood her ground. Go you.
Yeah. And they are the only couple of the season that actually said, I do, at the end, which you kind of knew that from the very beginning. Like, you saw it coming the entire time. Like, there was no question that they weren't going to get married.
No. And I just, like, even though I was bored with them on the show, it's because when you're watching this show, you kind of, like, want to see the drama.
Yeah, you're in it for the spice.
And they didn't have it, but that's so great that they didn't get into all of that.
I think they were really genuine, though.
Yeah.
They really focus on themselves and their relationship. And that's, even though we're in it for the drama, the whole point of it is to find your forever. So mm-hmm. they did that. So good
they
for
did.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Next is AD and Clay.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I go back and forth because at first, in the pods when he proposed and she said yes.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, before he proposed, I was not a fan of him.
Mm-mm. He because, talks so much.
Yeah, he does.
Like, when he gets on a subject, it's and you're just like, oh my gosh.
And it just jumps.
It just goes on and on.
Yeah. Because he was more about the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They talked about that.
Oh my gosh. I know something we can talk about. Do you not remember? This is at the when they were on the honeymoons, and he was talking about her physical appearance and how she's really fit and beautiful. Do you not remember when they were talking about having babies, and she said, or he said, that after she has a baby, he's going to make sure that she gets right back?
Oh yeah,
she bounces back. You guys, I wanted to throw my phone at his head.
I mean, he didn't look really that fit to me. Did he look fit to
He's
you?
He's a skinny dude.
I mean, he looked fit, but not like her. I mean, she is a workout
Oh, yeah.
Junkie.
She, yeah. Well, I mean, she used to be a professional cheerleader. Like, she's got it going on.
She looks
banging.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing body. But when he was saying that, I was like, dude, do you not hear yourself?
I know.
Like, that's another thing. That's another such a boy comment. Mm-hmm. That's such a high school boy comment that, like, after you have a baby, I'm going to make sure that you bounce back and you get that body back. Dude, up yours. Eat shit, dude.
I mean, I would have whispered, like, do you know that we're on national television? We're going to be airing soon. You know, I mean, it's crazy. But I went back and forth with him, but what really, like, irritated me was that he kept talking about how he didn't want to cheat on her, that he didn't want it to be, mm-hmm. he didn't want to be like his parents.
Right.
And if you watch the season, if you're going to watch the season, you'll see that they go through that and they explain.
The entire time.
They explain all of that. And AD's mom, so after they propose and they see each other and they're on the honeymoon and then they come home and they meet her mom. Mm-hmm. I loved that scene. Mm-hmm. I loved her mom. Her mom was like very blunt and upfront with him, but was very like respectful and nice. And what she said was perfect. She said, your parents' stuff has nothing to do with like your relationship.
Right.
And I loved that. And part of me thought that he saw that in the moment, like maybe he had heard that and he just wasn't really thinking about it. And then when she said it, it was kind of like he had like a light bulb go off. Like, you know, you're right. Like, right. I don't have to carry my parents' stuff and, mm-hmm. you know, turn out like them. And then he just kept disappointing me. I mean, he kept talking about how he didn't want to end up like his dad and that he wanted to have a happy marriage and he didn't want to cheat on her. And when you're watching it from the outside, AD just kept telling him, like, I'm here. Like, you know, lean on me when you need me, and I'll lean on you when I need you. Like, I'm here. And what are you talking about? You're not going to cheat. You don't have to cheat.
I know.
Like, I just didn't understand his angle.
I didn't either. I'm with you on that. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you don't have to be like that. But I guess that's just trauma that he's been through that he's never been able to get over. And he said at the reunion that he is in therapy now. So maybe he's working through it. I don't know. A lot of things that he said throughout the season, like the comment about, you know, after she has a baby and then all this stuff that he doesn't want to cheat on her. I just don't think he was mature enough, like he said. I mean, he even admitted it. Like, he's not mature enough to be a husband right now. And I think he was right. But I thought it was so shitty that he took her all the way to the altar knowing that.
I felt like he knew he wasn't going to say yes.
I think so, too. He denied it at the reunion because he said that he thought he was going to say yes. But no, you weren't.
I've just never heard someone be so in love with someone and feel such a strong connection with someone. And you feel so, like, strong about your relationship, but you're so scared that you're going to cheat and do something.
Yeah.
That's nuts to me. Is it nuts to you?
Maybe he had some stuff sitting in the closet that maybe he didn't want to talk about. You know what I mean?
I felt like the parents thing, this is going to sound so rude. I felt like the parents thing was like an excuse. Mm-hmm. It really did happen. And there's trauma there, mm-hmm. right? I get it. But it was like an excuse for him to lean on to like justify his actions, like what he was going to do.
Right.
And then it just got ridiculous.
Yeah. Maybe she just dodged a bullet with that.
I think that her standing her ground is great. Yeah. And I think that's one thing that you would want people to, you know, younger girls to take from that is right. like, you don't deserve any less.
Right. Do you think they'll get back together? Mm-mm. I don't think so either.
Honestly, I think the AD is untouchable right now.
Do you not remember we were talking about her on the honeymoons uh-huh. and what she said to Kenneth?
Yes.
So I think we need to discuss that from a mother's point of view. Uh-huh. You have good perspective on that. Mm-hmm. So on the honeymoons, she pulled Kenneth aside. They were talking about how, you know, Kenneth is a black man and Brittany is a white woman. And to me, it's like, I don't really understand it because there's interracial relationships everywhere. Yeah. It's not a new thing. We're in 2024. So I thought the conversation was super weird. And then she said, how did she word it?
If he felt like she could raise
his children.
His children. Mm-hmm. And being a white woman.
Yes. And I just thought that was so off base. Yes, that would be his children, but that would also be Brittany's children. How are you going to ask someone who's not in the conversation if they're going to be able to hold up the standards and raise their own children? He should have pulled her in the conversation. At least if you're going to have a conversation like that, at least pull Brittany into it Because how are you going to ask that and her not even be standing there to tell you what she would do or, you know?
Growing up in this world, like as an African American, is something that we'll never understand.
Right.
But I also think that a child that's biracial, that's also something that we won't understand.
Right.
Because they have both sides. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just something that we just can't understand. Maybe it was like just like a connection type deal that they had. But mm-hmm. I was just kind of confused.
That's what I'm saying. It was an off base conversation. And after that, everything changed yes. for their relationship.
Yes. I felt like he changed the way that he was for the cameras mm-hmm. because of that question.
Exactly.
Maybe that's just the way that they edited it, but that's the way that it came across to me.
Yeah. Same. But that's the only time where I like questioned AD a little bit. I was just like, oh. But then after the honeymoons and when they were living together and talking to her parents and then throughout the whole wedding situation, I thought she was wonderful.
I loved her dress.
Oh my gosh. She looked
awesome.
I just hope one day I can achieve the muscle tone.
Yes.
She has.
You know, I think I liked her so much because she was so confident. She yes. was so confident in herself. Now, her eyelashes really ticked me off, and I'm so glad that she fixed those.
Yes, they're not as dramatic anymore, yes. and she's so much more beautiful without them.
Yes, she is. Oh, my gosh. That, I don't know. I think the first time that I saw her without them was on their honeymoon, mm-hmm. and they had taken, like, their own little video on their phone, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she looks so different without those eyelashes. Mm-hmm. She's stunning either way, but the eyelashes, just somebody should have told her.
Yeah, they're just big.
Yes.
They're just fluffy.
Yeah, like, some of them, they were hanging off some a little bit, you know. I'm glad that she got it fixed, but I loved how confident she was.
I know.
And she's stunning.
I hope to be that confident one day.
And there was a lot of times that I liked Clay. Like, I felt like they went good together. They vibed together. Mm-hmm. He did talk a lot. And he was kind of, like, all over the place all the time when he would start mm-hmm. talking. But he just really disappointed me at the wedding.
I know. I did really like him and how he composed himself at the reunion, though. Mm-hmm. And how he answered the questions and how he was very honest and respectful.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
I honestly thought he kind of looked like he had taken a nerve pill before he went
on. He probably
the-
was so nervous. Oh, and then they said that, do you remember when AD said that she, after the show aired and everything, that she ended up meeting up with Matt?
Yes.
Ew.
I know.
I wish I was a fly on the wall on when they met each other.
Uh-huh.
I want to know what she thought. Uh-huh. Why did they not ask her what she thought of Matt? What was your reaction when you first saw him?
What do you mean? Like, looks-wise?
No, I'm talking about her. Like, when she first saw him.
Oh.
What did you think?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
like,
I know.
Him and Clay are on two separate planets as far as how they look.
Uh-huh.
Right? And their personalities. Like, how did that date go?
See, they should have asked questions like this.
They need to let me and you host the reunion.
Yes. Like, we would take our time to prepare and have the best questions.
I know.
Matthew, though, he pissed me off in the beginning.
Yeah. I didn't like him at all.
But
the entire thing.
Well, before it came out that he was asking those deep ass questions to both of the girls. Mm-hmm. To AD and I think her name was...
Is it
Amber?
I think it was Amber too, yeah.
Yeah. Before it showed that he was asking those same questions, like the connection that he had with AD and like the things that he was asking and opening up with her, I liked their connection that they had.
I think it was all for show.
I do too.
I think he came on the show to find fame and everyone ended up hating him.
I don't think that he gave a shit about the way that he made AD feel. Mm-hmm. I think he was like, oh my gosh, I got caught on national television and now I'm going to be the laughing stock, you know?
Well, he even said something about being on national television. Like, dude, how did you not know that it wasn't going to come out that you were telling two women the exact same thing?
Yeah.
What a doofus.
Yeah. Like, you're going to be the star of the show for that.
No, everyone wanted you to kick rocks.
Yeah, yeah. At first, when they first aired him, like, when he first came out, I was like, ew, I don't like this dude. Uh-huh. He seems creepy. Mm-hmm. And then him and AD, like, really hit it off, and then he started to open up, and I was like, oh, I do like him. He just looks like he suffers from severe anxiety, and that he's just, you know, a little odd, but he's different because he's opening up and he's doing great with her. And then it came out that he was saying the same thing. And I was like, oh, no, you're trash.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan. But, yeah, I thought Clay ended up kind of reviving himself at the reunion. I think he confessed to, you know, what he did wrong. I think he did a great job at the reunion. Mm-hmm. AD, she had that one little spot at the honeymoons that I didn't like, but throughout the rest of the show, I thought she was wonderful. And I thought how she confronted Sarah Ann at the lake was top notch.
Yes, that was on point that she confronted her.
Yeah, she really revived herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She handled that very, very well.
Yes, she did. Yeah, she's wonderful. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Love her.
Clay's just, he just missed out.
He really dropped.
I think he dropped the ball. And I think he knows that.
Yeah.
I think he
looks real dumb now.
Yeah, he does. So, Jeremy and Laura, first of all,
you know,
can we just take a moment for Laura? I think she's great.
I think she's wonderful.
I think she's stunning.
She's beautiful.
I think that she shit on Jeremy at the very end.
All the women on this season were gorgeous.
Uh-huh. I think that Laura, like, she looked great at the reunion.
She looked great at the lake.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Did he not want to put his foot in his mouth? She has a hot body, too.
I got the gist from, I don't want to call him Jeremy. I like Jeremy.
Jeremy.
So we're going to call him Jeremy. From In the Pods, Jeremy gave me the ick.
I went through phases of like, is he cute? He's not cute. He's cute. I just didn't know.
He was immature and it pissed me off.
Yeah, he was very immature, very jokey, very inappropriate jokes. I don't know.
I felt like Laura got that gist from him, mm-hmm. even in the pods. Mm-hmm. Like, she was probably going through the emotions of, like, I'm having really fun with this guy. Like, this is just an emotional thing. Mm-hmm. But I think as soon as she saw him, she was like, this dude, this MF-er is goofy, a little too goofy.
He's too goofy.
Like, immature.
Very immature.
Yeah.
I had waves of liking him and then not liking him and then just what, you know, put the nail in the coffin. I knew when he mentioned that she messaged him. Mm-hmm. So at first he like said that Sarah Ann messaged him and then that was kind of it. And he liked her message. And then Laura was really upset that he liked the message, which I was like, I think that's being a little overdramatic. But then I was like, I bet he's going to keep that in his inbox.
Yeah.
I bet you didn't delete it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, he did not.
Yeah. I think that she kind of got the hint that, like, Sarah Ann was messy, you know?
And she ended up being very messy.
She did. And I think Laura was irritated with Jeremy from the very beginning.
Yeah,
as soon as they saw each other, I could see like the irritation.
You know? It's like, why is he breathing around me?
I know. Why is he?
I know.
Moving
you could
like
kind of tell that they weren't gonna make it to the altar as they were dating through the season. As far as like after they were engaged and after they met, just know that at the reunion, Jeremy and Sarah Ann got their ass whooped.
They were roasted.
They should have just left the scene.
With Trevor. Trevor. We forgot about Trevor. I mean, they should be like, well, we're just going to go with him.
Yeah, because he walked off at the reunion, which I would have too.
Yes.
I would have walked off when they were reading the stuff that they were reading. But I think Laura ended up winning in that situation, and she's not marrying a goofy 30-year-old dude.
I love the comment that she made to him at the lake party when she said, go kick rocks with open-toed shoes.
Yes.
I loved it.
We need to start using that from now on.
Yes, I loved that.
I agree. I love that so much.
And Sarah Ann, I think that the hair artist for the reunion did that to her on purpose.
It's very toddlers and tiara-ish. Very much so.
Very.
With his stupid Hawaiian shirt. No one thinks it's cute, dude.
No. He tried to do it to be funny. It wasn't funny at all. I mean, they looked like they were going to the sophomore prom.
And then, yes. And then there was Laura in freaking Paris.
I know.
Yeah, she wins. This season was really full of really strong, confident women, and I really enjoyed it. Except for there was one woman on the show that was not confident at all.
Oh, yeah.
The insecurities was
piping
hot. It was bad.
Chelsea and Jimmy.
We have like four people to talk about here. This is where I get pissed off, because at the reunion, they were not touched whatsoever.
No, I don't really understand, because they were the hype of the season.
They were the hype. Besides the drama between Jeremy and Laura, all of the drama was with Chelsea,
mm-hmm.
and how insecure of a person she was. And she was whining the entire time.
Yeah, she wore her insecurities on her sleeve for sure.
Oh, it was bright. It was neon.
It was just so surrounded by her. And then they didn't even, like, say anything. That was good.
They did not touch on it at all.
Mm-mm.
And they only touched on her stupid Megan Fox.
And they really didn't, though.
Comment.
They did a little bit, but not really.
Which, in my opinion, her eyes look like Megan Fox. That is about it.
I could see it with certain angles where somebody would tell her, like, you know what celebrity you look like?
Yeah.
This is who you remind me of.
I don't technically think she was wrong. She has got dragged through the absolute mud over that comment, and I honestly kind of feel bad for her when it comes to that, because she actually really is a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know never to compare ourselves to celebrities. But back to what we were saying, they didn't touch on it at all in the reunion. They left so much stuff out. We were wanting you to sit there and question the shit out of Jimmy and Chelsea, and we did not get that at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, pause. Let me say this. So I saw an interview that Chelsea did,
mm-hmm.
where she brings up the bar situation,
mm-hmm.
when they were living in the apartment together after they got back from the honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
and they got into that huge fight, and mm-hmm. that's when she blurted out that he had screwed his best friend.
Right.
The girl.
That's a weird situation.
So she said that there was a lot more that happened that night that they did not air.
Which I'm sure.
Right.
Right. We kind of get the behind the scenes.
I think that her insecurities were huge, but I think that he was bullshitting her.
I agree.
The majority of the time.
Mm-hmm. Because he constantly said that he loves her and that he was in love with her. But like, you didn't really... There was no chemistry with them, in my mm-hmm. opinion, and how they talked to each other and how they looked at each other. And maybe part of it was because she was so insecure mm-hmm. about things. You know, maybe he couldn't open up to her more than what he did or what was shown, but... Man, it was rough. It did not paint her. The edits, the show did not paint her in a good light at all.
No.
Part of me thinks that because she has gotten eaten alive through social media, that maybe that's why they didn't touch on her and the reunion, but so has Sarah Ann. And Sarah Ann is a what's the word?
Troll.
A troll is a good Bergen. Word. It's a nice word. From what I was thinking. Because she's turned off her comments. Girl, if you're going to be an icky girl, you better leave the comments on.
You know what I loved? Vanessa Lachey, uh-huh. one of the hosts, when she called out Sarah Ann about mm-hmm. her TikTok that she made.
Oh, yeah.
About saying that. I loved it. She said something along the lines of like, so you had posted a video, or Nick said something about it. Like, you had posted a video saying that this was reality TV and we didn't miss. Mm-hmm. So are you saying that this was all for national television mm-hmm. and that all of this is a joke, basically?
Yeah.
And everyone's looking at her like, you think this is a joke?
Right. And then she freaking turns off her comments on everything. Like, if you're going to be like that, you need to be about it and not be a shady biatch and turn your comments off.
I honestly thought that she was going to come into that reunion and stomp some tail. And then she looked like a complete
idiot.
Yes. mm-hmm. And she's not a girl's girl. And that gets on my nerves, people say that.
I am so glad that you brought that up. Because the phrase, being a girl's girl, is so annoying to me.
Yes.
We are grown women.
Yes.
This is not high school, sister. I do not have to be for every woman. You want to know why? Because I have to look out for myself. And not everyone is going to like me. And that is okay. Like, not everyone is going to like you. I can support women. I am for women. And, you know, what we stand for as women. But I don't have to be everyone's bestie.
No, I totally agree. I think it's a silly saying.
Yeah, we are not in high school. We are not 21 anymore.
And I had secondhand embarrassment when she, I can hear it. I can like replay it in my head when she was saying like, you think you're a girl's girl. I was like, ugh, please stop.
Yeah, it's just immature talk. Like, and they were talking, you know, oh, Jessica's a girl's girl because of this, this, and that. Just because she shares her makeup with you doesn't mean she's going to be best friends with you in the long run. Y'all, she doesn't even know half of you, the yeah. majority of you. You know, like, it's just the silliest things. It's just that silly phrase. I'm a 30-year-old grown woman with a family. I'm a mom's mom.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hang out with teenagers. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. And we're just speaking on, like, what you see. If I saw Sarah Ann on the street and I saw that she did that to somebody, I would be like,
you're just a
hoe. You're an ass.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you're an ass for what you did.
I think they want to say, like, girls, girls, like, you're calling someone a nice person. Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
It's I don't just, really care if I'm on a girl side.
Yeah.
You know, like I am
I'm
who
on
I am.
The right side of right. You know what I mean? I'm going to do what I do and go about my day.
Yeah. I'm on the right side of what I think is right. Yeah. Because that's how we all live our lives. Like, right. Why would I live mine for somebody else?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm so glad you brought that up. But anyway, we got off the topic of Jimmy and Chelsea. I agree with you. I don't think he was ever going to make it to the altar. I'm glad that he was man enough to tell her after their very fun date at Carowinds.
I know.
Maybe he told them at the beginning, like, hey, maybe I shouldn't go on this date with her because I'm, like, going to break it off. And uh-huh. they were like, no, you actually have to. It's in the contract that you have to ride the Fury and then break up with
her. We shut down this whole place.
I'm glad he said no to her.
I was stunned. I was so thrown off. Not by what he said. Because
I was relieved.
I was, like, waiting for him to say that. I really honestly didn't believe anything that he was saying to her mm-hmm. either. Mm-hmm. But it just, like, he said it, he did it so fast, like out of nowhere. That's what shocked me.
I took the biggest breath uh-huh. in and exhale, like, mm-hmm. thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for breaking this off. It was very toxic. You are not for her. She is not for you. I don't care what went on behind the scenes. You guys are not it.
But, you know, I don't know what's going on with them because recently I've seen a lot of stuff where they're, like, together.
Well, maybe they're like Kenneth and Brittany's and they're besties.
Well, there was this video that was released of them in a club. And he was, like, hugging all over her and stuff. And, like, they've been, like, posting stuff together. So, I don't know about them. But how do you feel about Jess?
I have mixed feelings about Jess. Jess seems to be everyone's favorite from this season. Mm-hmm. One, she is absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. I bet he really did need an EpiPen when he saw her. I bet when he saw her, his mouth hit the gym floor. Because he said that Jeremy is the one that showed him the picture at the gym.
So I really liked Jess at the beginning. And I thought the same thing, that he was going to literally choke.
Absolutely. She's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's very confident.
But I was thrown off at the very end.
I think the only reason she was at the reunion was for her saying,
yeah,
that she
was very liked.
What do you call it? The monologue she did. Pretty much, he turned her down, right? Mm-hmm. And she said the whole EpiPen thing, and she blew up all over the internet. I think that's the only reason why they brought her to the reunion, because there was really no other reason for her to be there. Because after that part, she did not have a big impact in the rest of the season.
But what threw me off about her at the very end was when it came out that she was going to be on Perfect Match. The way that she was portrayed in the beginning was great, and that's why everyone, like, kind of clinged on to her. But I think that it continued, and she continued to, like, amp it up on socials, mm-hmm, and say the things that she did and show up to the bar and say the things that she said, mm-hmm, and do all this stuff and then go on Perfect Match for the fame.
For me, I have not watched Perfect Match, but I've heard that it's a lot more intimate. And then I also heard, now, we don't know this because obviously the show hasn't aired, but there was rumors going around that she was dating that hairy, jowsy guy. Mm-hmm. For me, like, Harry does OnlyFans, you know, like, no judgment, but, like, if you have a 10-year-old daughter, please stay away from anyone that does OnlyFans.
Well, you have
a guy that does OnlyFans.
Well, you have to look at that. Like, you're gone for a period of time to do the show.
Right.
But why I say that is because I believe that once they go on this show, that they're portrayed a certain way, mm-hmm, and then they continue that, right? Like, mm-hmm, they choose what path they go down, and they continue to amp up certain things and to do certain things to stay in the now,
yeah,
right?
Relevant.
And then you go on Perfect Match, and I think that you're just trying to get gigs, you're trying to get fame, you're trying to go up there, and you're just kind of pushing yourself out there. And then I think about her being a mom.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's a little icky. A little icky.
So, like, I was so...
I don't want to, like, judge her character too hard because I don't personally know her. I'm only talking about, you know, using what I've seen on her socials and on Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you.
You're right. I mean, we're only judging from what we've seen. And we're not really, like, I'm not saying anything, you know, we're not saying anything bad about her. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, I was on the train of, like, really liking her, you know, in the beginning. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's gorgeous. She's stunning. She deserves so much better. She's going to be the star of the show. Mm-hmm. And then at the reunion, like, she was just literally there.
Yeah, she was just there.
And they kind of did that on purpose,
I feel like. Yeah, and they did that. Well, that's what pissed everybody off, is that they talked about Jimmy and Jessica, and that was only in the pods. Like, you completely skipped over Jimmy and Chelsea's engagement. Like, that's what we wanted. Jess is gorgeous. Jess had an amazing part in the pods. I thought she carried herself well. Uh-huh. I thought she's carried herself well the entire thing. She has said all the right things. I think she's been, like, a true to herself on the show. But as far as past the pods, like, that's not, if they don't get past the pods, that's not what the show is about. So, like, they really miss the mark on the reunion by focusing on her and not Chelsea. And they only did that because I think Jess has such a huge social following now over anyone else on the show. Like, they used her social status, pulled her on the reunion, and took away from Jessica, or took away from Chelsea.
And honestly, I thought it was off, because if I would have been Jessica on the reunion, I don't know if some of you missed it, but she said Auntie Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're, like, really close, apparently.
I wish I would have looked. I wish they would have panned to Chelsea and showed her face, because what if she was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so apparently, like, they're close, and Chelsea is around her and her daughter, Jess and her daughter, all the time. If I was Jessica, and that was really my friend, right, and all of this has panned out where, like, my friend has looked like complete trash this entire season, mentally, physically, emotionally, all that stuff, I wouldn't have, like, soaked up the spotlight. I would have, like, been respectful and answered what was asked to me. And then I would have said, but this part of the reunion, what we've gotten to, is not about me. It's about Chelsea and Jimmy.
Right.
Like, remove me out of it, because, haha, that was great, EpiPen, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, let me have my moment for five minutes. But this isn't about me. It's about them.
Right.
Like, I would have gave her that.
I agree.
I didn't like that. That's one thing that, like, pissed me off a little bit.
Yeah, she definitely stole that shine. They should have not even cared about Jimmy and Jessica's relationship at all. It didn't work. He didn't choose her.
Yeah.
She was not chosen. And the only reason that you decided to bring her on is because of how stunning she is. She's got the pretty privilege when it comes to that, and because her socials have went through the roof. But I don't have anything against her. I thought she carried herself well, and good for her. I mean, I'm sure she's getting all kinds of promotions and
fame.
Yeah, and just fame from the just being in the pods. So good for you, sister. And then there was Trevor. That was the most awkward thing ever at the reunion.
Trevor was the biggest walking red flag I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely. First of all, the mullet. If you're a grown man and you have a mullet.
Everyone was like, oh, poor Trevor. I was too. Until those texts came out and all that crap came out about him, I was the same way. Because when I saw Trevor and Chelsea talk at the lake party, I was like, they actually go good together.
Hit it off.
Like, they're jiving good together, you know? And then I was like, and Jess and Jimmy are kind of jiving together. Yeah. So, like, why don't you guys just make the switch? Like, just go ahead, you know?
Make it how we all want it.
But, like, thank goodness for Chelsea that she didn't pursue that. Because she could have.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have said, like, the hell with
you. Do you think, that was another question that came up. Do you think that she said yes to Jimmy because he proposed first? That's been a question throughout the whole season.
I don't know.
I want to say yeah.
I would say yes, because her insecurities were so big that she was like, shoot my shot.
Yeah, because what if Trevor says no, or what if he doesn't want
to? And I know that sounds bad, but this just is what it is.
Well, if you haven't seen, and you're going to see, it's bad.
It's not to say anything bad either, because she admits it. She admits that her insecurities were rough. She even talks about it on her TikToks and everywhere she talks about it.
Yeah. But Trevor apparently had a relationship before the show, girlfriend, who after the show he said it didn't work out in the show and that he's coming home to marry her. Oh, just so toxic. What a toxic fellow.
Yeah, I know.
He wanted the fame too. He wanted the fame because he's not going on the perfect match. They didn't invite him. They found the text messages.
His invitation got declined.
Because he was just icky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about him. I did feel bad for him. That was really awkward. But then again, you kind of deserve it.
I felt sad for him at the reunion when he was just sitting there. It was because he was so stunned.
But I don't know why he was stunned, though, because those text messages have been going around everywhere. All of socials. We've all seen them. I think he knew that was going to go down because, one, he came out later than the rest of the cast. Uh-huh. He came out looking like he was going to church, and they all looked like they were going to the Grammys.
Yeah, they did.
Like, he just looked really out of place, and I think he knew that was coming. I don't know. Whole surprise look, I think it was kind of fake.
I wonder if he knew that they were going to post them like that. Like, they were going to have them on the screen. The you know what screen. I'm saying? I think that's what he was shocked about. And yeah. He was like, dude.
They probably thought he was going to, like, they were going to, well, he probably thought that they were going to touch on it, and then they just blast it off the
screen. And he was like, you know, like, I can see the facial expression. He was just like,
shit.
Oh my God, can I just melt into the couch right now? Or can I just disappear? I would have said nothing. I would have gotten up and walked off.
Yeah. I think other than them, and maybe they don't write the script, okay? Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey get a lot of heat when it comes to the reunions. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they write the script. I think for this reunion, they did a really good job other than touching on Chelsea and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And asking everyone where their relationship status lands or stands now. I think they did great this season, and I think they're a stunning couple. Now, last reunion, was it the last one? It was the last one.
I think they knew it. They were like, we're just going to have to ride with it, you know? We're just going to do our best.
It was so bad. Vanessa was so bad on the season 5 reunion. So, so, so bad.
I think she is so pretty.
She's stunning. I love Nick Lachey. Uh-huh. They've gotten so much heat. Y'all lay off of them. They're probably just doing what they're told.
Mm-hmm. I think that she makes some weird faces, facial expressions.
She does. I think she tries to be goofy, but it just comes out very awkward.
I don't know. Some of the facial expressions look pretty natural. You know? No, but I think they're great for it.
I think they're perfect for the show. I really like them because they're a perfect little couple.
I think that she jives well with, like, all of them. And I think she's beautiful. But
and when they dive into stuff that we actually want to know, like, they do a good job. They roasted the heck out of Jeremy and Sarian. Did they probably stay on that topic a little too long? Yes, but like I said, do they write the script for the reunion? Probably not. So I like them and I want them to stay.
I just wish that they would have drilled into everyone else the same way that they exactly. did Sarah Ann and Jeremy.
And next reunion, I don't want anyone from season 6 to be at the reunion.
No.
Keep the old cast out of it because we don't care. We've moved on.
I agree. I just wish that the audience questions, like what people really want you to answer, that was disappointing.
I know.
That was disappointing.
We didn't, yeah.
Please ask us to send in the questions.
Yeah. We'll give you our email.
We'll give you the biggest trash talk of your life.
Oh my gosh. I know. We're moms cooped up in our house with our children. We are ready to trash talk.
Yes.
Like, let us write it for you.
Yes. Like, please hear this episode.
Maybe we'll get casted or hired on as Love is Blind.
Can we help Chelsea? Chelsea and Kwame. I'm not talking about Chelsea from this season. I'm talking about last season. Kwame. You know, Chelsea and Kwame, blonde-haired Chelsea. Mm-hmm. She is a part of the...
She does the cast.
Can we please work with her?
Yes.
Because we would do wonders.
I saw this post that said, can y'all please get some ugly bitches on the show?
Yes.
Like, people who aren't absolutely stunning. Because if you look at the cast of this season, everyone on it is beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Chelsea got a lot of heat. She's a gorgeous girl.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Everyone on it was gorgeous. The guys were handsome, in my opinion. And so they just need someone who doesn't look like the rest.
Yeah, they need to do something different this season.
Because could you imagine if someone like Jess was in the pods and she fell in love with that guy? Do you know the guy who's on a lot of memes? He was on like 90 Day Fiancé. He kind of looks like a potato.
Yes, with the long black hair.
Yes, he has no neck.
He looks like Lord Farquaad.
Yes, he is not a very good-looking man whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
Could you imagine if, like, it was Jessica and she falls madly in love in the pods with him? I want to see what the reaction is. Johnny is a redheaded dude, but I think he's absolutely adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a great personality. Amy says that she would not go for someone that looks like him in real life. Like if they were out and not in the pods, right? But if he was drop dead, just fugly dude, that would not have lasted.
I guess you just have to look at physical, like, appearances. Like, what can you change and what can you not change? You know, like, if I'm so madly in love with someone and I see them and I'm like, I love everything about them, but their physical, when I first see them, is like, you know, I'm like, what can be different? What can change and what can't?
Well, in my opinion, like, if you're going to marry someone and have a long-lasting marriage with someone, there has to be some type of physical attraction. Like, there mm-hmm. has to be some kind of intimacy. There has to be some kind of physical attraction. You want to be close to this person. You want to touch this person. Because, I mean, sex and sexual chemistry is massive in a marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you want to have children one day. So I just think if you're not fully physically attracted to someone, that it's just not going to work out. That's just my opinion.
Okay, so let's ask the ending question. Do you think love is blind?
No.
I do think that love is blind.
To an extent.
To an extent.
But that's our take on season 6, Love is Blind.
It was good.
It was one of the better seasons that we've had.
It was a great journey, and even though it ended and I was kind of disappointed, it's okay because we go through a roller coaster of emotions every season.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep coming back, so we enjoy it, you know?
I had way better emotions this season than I did last season. I was so mad for season 5. I was like, what? What are these people?
Yeah, I was just irritated by the end of the season.
Oh, my gosh. And I just wasn't interested anymore.
Yeah, mm-hmm, I agree.
And then the reunion was a joke.
Yeah.
So this one was definitely a step up. They're headed in the right direction. They're getting better. Keep Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey. We love them.
Keep everything but add in Jesse and Ashley to all the ins and outs of everything, like, yeah, on the side.
We'll plan the reunion for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we've got it.
Yeah, we've got it under control.
Yep.
Okay, friends. So we're going to end it there. Come and hang out with us over on our Instagram. That is at For The Moms Pod. That is at For The Moms Pod. If you love our podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. We have a bunch of new listeners. So drop those reviews.
Please leave us a review because we love you so much.
Please. We're not begging, but we're begging.
So that's it. We're out. We love you guys. We'll see you next Wednesday. And always remember, we are
for the moms.